Oh, hey again. Lucky we got a seat next to each other, right? Oh my god, you would not believe the day I've had. I was like this close to getting fired today. Some crazy Karen came into my work and said we got her order wrong in the drive-thru. And I was like trying to be nice, but she literally threw her food at me. Yeah, that's why I'm covered in all this grease. And I was like right about to curse her out. And to be fair, I had started saying some things. And then my manager looked at me and I swear, like, he was this close to firing me. And honestly, like, I kind of wish he did, because then I would have gotten to deck that Karen in the face and nothing would have stopped me. I mean, except the law, but like, I can run faster than the cops, I'm sure. How was your day? What do you mean, do I know you? We've been on the same route for like, months. Have you seriously never noticed the person you sit next to every single day, twice a day, for like an hour? And I'm always talking to you about my day. Yes, I do. Oh, your headphones. Yeah, no, I guess that makes sense, because I just figured that you were, like, mute or something, or, like, you were too shy to talk. I didn't realize that you were always listening to stuff. It's fine. No, really, it's chill. How was your day, though? Good? That's good. Cool. I'll let you listen to your video.
Headphones. What are they listening to, though?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't meaning to invade your privacy like that. I was just, you know, curious. You're watching Yandere stuff? No, I... Listen... No, it's, I don't find it weird. No, I know the archetype. I watch anime, so. You know, like the whole like Future Diary stuff, like I'm well acquainted. In fact, I even know the creator you're listening to. Yeah. Can't say Love Six's my favorite, but she's okay, I guess. I mean, if you're looking for some yandere stuff, I guess it's fine. Actually, speaking of that, I didn't know you were into yanderes. No, you actually don't come off as that type. You know, you would think maybe, like, tsundere. I mean, considering you're already kind of a shy type. Or at least I thought you were a shy type. Again, I didn't know about the headphones. Sorry about that. Or maybe, like, a dairy type. But yandere? Nah, that says a fair bit about you. Honestly, it gives you a whole layer of depth I didn't know that you had. What do I mean? Don't play coy. You know exactly what I mean. I mean, to crave love of that kind of depraved sort. And to be listening to that in public, I mean, there are people around, you know. People around who can clearly see your phone screen. People that could possibly find you attractive and want to snatch you up like a yandere. I'm joking. It's all jokes. But, it is interesting that you're listening to it in public. Where do I? I don't normally, listen to that sort of thing. It's only on occasion. No. No, I don't. I don't listen to lovesick stuff. You really don't recognize my voice, do you? Like, at all. No. Don't think too hard. I didn't mean anything by that. I mean, if you don't know, you don't know, right? Oh. Yeah. Now the light bulb's working in your head. You know, maybe if you'd bothered to take just one earbud out while you were listening to my videos on the bus, you would have been able to hear me talking to you right next to you this whole time. Well, it's nice to meet you too. Can't say we've met for the first time, at least in my opinion. But it's nice for you to notice my presence, I guess. Oh, yeah, I work at a fast food joint when I'm not doing videos. But I don't really care about any of that. I came here to talk to you. To know more about you. And now that I know you're not mute, I know that I can get that from you, right? I mean, if you're not too scared to talk to in real life yandere. No, I'm joking. I'm not a yandere. I mean, even if I was one, I wouldn't be able to admit it, right? Because I am trying to invite you over to my apartment. So, what do you say? Do you want to go? Do you trust me? Oh, you don't? Well, that's smart. That's a smart move. I mean, it really is a shame, though, considering I'm gonna be moving soon. So, this is our last bus ride together. Where am I moving to? Well, who wants to know? I don't even know your name. Cute name. I don't know. Somewhere colder. Less loud. There's so many noises when I'm trying to record. It's really annoying, and I don't really have anything for me here right now. Other than that job, which I don't really want anyways. So, once again, this is going to be our last bus ride together. Are you sure you don't want to get to know me before I move? I mean, you could leave at any time. And you're a bit bigger than me. I don't think in a fight I would win, right? So what do you say? Are you still scared of me? No. Oh. See, now you're thinking. So, are you gonna come over? Yeah, it's actually at the next stop. So I'm glad that you made your decision in time. It would have been sad if I had to leave without hearing your thoughts at least once. Considering you are pretty cute. No, I didn't say anything. Come on, we're at our stop. And this is my humble abode. I mean, it's not fancy, and don't look too close, because I do have roommates of the non-traditional animal and bug type. But, I mean, other than that, it's a pretty neat space. I'd say that I made it my own, right? Oh, yeah, go ahead, get comfortable on the couch. Do you want anything to drink? Some water or soda or tea? Okay, what kind of tea? I lied. I don't have, teas. I have peppermint tea. Would you like some peppermint tea or water or soda? Yeah, I can make you a cup of peppermint tea. It's my favorite, you know. It really is the best. And here you go. And I actually made myself a cup too. You want to trade cups of tea? Mine has extra sugar in it. Are you sure? Okay. Gee, you're a little paranoid, aren't you? Why, you think I'm gonna drug your tea? Why would I do that? You know, just because I make yandere content doesn't mean that I'm a yandere. I mean, if I made cat girl content, would that make me a cat girl? You're pretty silly. It's fine, I don't mind, though. Guess better safe than sorry, right? No, it's fine. I already drank some of yours, so. You go ahead and drink up. I hope you don't mind the extra sugar, though. It does kind of throw it off. Oh, it tastes a little weird. Yeah, well, I don't use real sugar. I use stevia. So you might be tasting the extra kind of chemical-y aftertaste. So I guess since you like my work, do you have any questions? Gee, of course you're asking when those videos are coming out. I don't really have an answer for you, so do you want to ask another one, or is that it? Okay. Well, actually, the story behind that's a little bit interesting. So, in the majority of my audios were set in a specific town, and I like to have the stories kind of interconnecting into a web. And some of the audios actually directly affect others, if you listen and you catch it. Some of the yandere's know each other, and some of the victims know each other, and some of the victims know the other yandere's. And I'm really just building a town. But some other ones are set in specific places, like the one in Alaska. Yeah. Huh? Oh, am I that boring? You don't look good. No, you don't look good. Hey, look at me. Why don't you lay down for a second? Did you eat anything today? No? Hey, did you drink anything besides this tea? Not really. Oh dear. Lay down. Lay down. Yeah. That's not good. See, I thought you ate today. So I might have overjudged how much I put in your drink. Oh. It's like a tranquilizer of sorts, right? I mean, I've used them before, but... And I've even used them on people about your size. It's just... You're supposed to eat food during the day, you know? It's the end of the day. I figured you had eaten. Well, of course you're busy. Here. When you wake up, I'll make you something to eat, okay? Okay. Oh, no... No, 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 no. Don't try to struggle. Don't try to struggle. You're just gonna hurt yourself. Just give in, you know? I mean, you wanted this, didn't you? That's why you leave comments on my videos saying, oh, I wish this could have been me. Well, congratulations. Now it's you. So lay down. Close your eyes. I'll move you to a more comfortable place as soon as you're out. Go to sleep.